In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Do you worry or fret? To a greater or lesser degree, we all worry. If you deny that you worry, you are denying your own sinful nature. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Parents worry about providing for their children. Employees worry about job security. Citizens worry about their nation's security and economy. Whatever your station or situation in life, you will find something to worry about. When you worry, you are not trusting in the triune God to take care of you. Worrying is evidence of our unbelief. As the Apostle James writes, whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he is guilty of all. Our worrying and fretting is evidence of our sinful condition, evidence of our guilt. And what does Christ say? Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. And here we are, worrying and fretting about our national and state finances, our security. Here we are worrying about our congregation. Here we are worrying and fretting about our personal life and health. Here we are worrying and fretting about our family, our children, our job, and our home. And which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Which of you by worrying can make your nation more secure, or make yourselves healthy, or improve your congregational, personal life, or financial circumstances? None of us accomplishes anything by our worrying. Here we are worrying when our Lord says that we should call upon and trust in him and find our rest in him. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. To worry is to turn from the Lord and to believe that he is not good. We worry because we are sinners who do not fear, love, and trust in God above all things. We trust in ourselves. We trust in our government. All of these to solve our problems. Listen to what Christ says in today's gospel. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We worry because of where our heart and treasure are. Set your mind and heart on things above, not on things on earth. When our hearts desire money, health, success, it reveals our treasure. We put our time and money into homes, cars, toys, and retirement because these things are the most important things to us. Our treasures are here because our hearts are set on things of this earth. However, the treasures of this earth will rust and decay. In contrast, the treasure of heaven does not fail. It does not rust or decay. Our Lord says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Our worrying reveals our failure to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Again, it is our sin which leads us to worry and not to trust in God above all things. It is our sin which reveals that we are separated from God. So where is our solution? How do we get out of this hole of fretting, worrying, and not trusting? First, it is not a hole that we can climb out of on our own. It is far too deep. It is far too dark. It is the hole out of which someone else must lift us up and rescue us. Second, none of us can lift ourselves up, nor are we the ones that can lift others out and rescue them, because we are all stuck in our own deep, dark holes of sin, doubt, worrying, and unbelief. Our rescuer must be like us, yet so unlike us. He must bear our flesh and blood, but he must be without sin, without doubt. He must have a perfect fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Our rescuer must be the one who sought the kingdom of God and bore the righteousness of God for us. For us, this hole is sin, death, and the grave, where our flesh rots and decays. So who is it? Who is it who will come to us? Who will join us in sin, death, and the grave? Who will participate in our flesh? Who will lift us up and carry us out? It is none other than God himself. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. All these things he wants to give to you. And he says, do not fear. Only the triune God could undo the evil which man has done. So your heavenly Father sent his only begotten Son to do what you and I are unable to do. Lift us up out of that dark, deep, dark hole. We are his little flock, his little lambs who are small, weak, and vulnerable. And yes, we are mortal. He is our good shepherd who is able to undo the power of sin, death, and the grave. This he did by taking your sin into his flesh, dying in your place, being laid to rest in your grave. Christ is your rescuer who saves you. He saves you, his little flock. Our God is a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. Accordingly, Christ our Lord has rescued you from death and the grave because he died and shed his blood for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. God the Father made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That which he wants us to seek, the righteousness of God, his kingdom, he bestows on us in Christ. In his death, Christ gave you the righteousness of God. He changed your lowly, corrupted bodies into pure, holy, and incorruptible bodies, the temple of his Spirit. Christ said, "Your heavenly Father knows what you need. You do not need to worry about your soul and body, because your heavenly Father will take care of you. As the Lord provided for the widow of Zarephath, so also he will provide for you. Your heavenly Father will take care of you in both soul and body. You are of greater value than the birds of the air. So your heavenly Father does not merely give you grain of the field. He gives you the very flesh and blood of his Son to eat and to drink. You are of greater value than the lilies of the field. So your heavenly Father clothes you in garments of greater beauty than the lilies, greater than even Solomon bore. Your heavenly Father sent the greater Solomon, his son, who clothes you in the righteousness of God. This garment in which he clothes you is his own flesh, as you have been baptized into Christ and joined with him. This garment of righteousness cleanses and makes you whole from the blood which poured forth from Christ's side. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me in the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth from all the nations. The righteousness springs forth from the Lord himself. Christ did his work for you willingly and freely. There was no cost to you for this gift. He is the one who sought the kingdom of God and secured it for you. He paid the price for your rescue and redemption, not with silver or gold, but with his holy, precious blood, with his innocent suffering and death. In our worrying and fretting, we cannot add a single day to our life. But Christ, in his absolute trust in his Father and in his sacrifice for your sins, has added eternal days to your life. We can join the psalmist and say, "My times are in your hand, for through the hands of Christ, your eternal life has been secured." In Christ's sacrifice, sin was forgiven. In Christ's death, death was defeated. In Christ's rest in the tomb, your tomb has been sanctified. In Christ's resurrection, you have been raised with him. Indeed, Christ has delivered you from the hand of your enemies and from those who seek you harm. Through Jesus' blood and merit, you are at peace with God. What then can daunt your spirit, however dark your road? Your courage shall not fail you, for God is on your side, though hell itself assail you. Its rage you may deride. Where you and I fail, Christ succeeds. Where you worry, Christ is resolute. Where you doubt God's goodness, Christ absolutely trusts in the goodness of his Father. Where you and I are sinners, Christ, the sinless one, has forgiven all your sins. He has turned his face to you and saved you. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. In your baptism, you have been clothed in his righteousness. At Christ's altar, you have been brought to his table to eat and drink of his flesh and blood for the forgiveness of all your sins. This is what your heavenly Father gives you Because he knows this is what you need. This is his kingdom, which he calls to you to seek, and in which he clothes and feeds you in his righteousness and with his forgiveness. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Do not fear. Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.